Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
That's why I'm here. It's time to take it up a notch with your business.
So what kind of business do you want to do with me?
My name is Tillman Fertitta, and I turned a single Texas seafood house into a $3 billion empire.
Ask me anything about my business. Anything. I'll know it all.
Restaurants, hotels, casinos, and nightclubs. Today, I own them all. Lucky for me, I've got some serious buying power.
I spend about $1 million a year just on sheets.
Audio courtesy of CNBC. That's Rockets owner Tillman Fertitta, billion-dollar buyer, a show I strongly recommend. And I got to say this. I've been critical of Tillman Fertitta. I even said as early as yesterday that you couldn't consider Tillman Fertitta one of the top 10 most influential people in pro sports because he really hadn't made a move. You could hear that on the podcast. I said he hadn't made a move of significance. The Chris Paul trade was already made when he was here. The contract was pretty much already agreed to. He hadn't made a move, and I'll be damned if a few hours later, Tillman Fertitta completely drops a bomb. And as the OG John Lopez has said, the reality TV star provided us with
a reality show. I mean, that's what this is going to be. It's going to be can't miss TV every time you watch it. I think the interviews are going to be can't miss. I think these personalities, let's just talk about that. These are big personalities. And, oh, by the way, the Rockets just became the NBA's villains. There's no question about that. They might win a championship, but they are the NBA's villains, one of the most disliked players for whatever reason. I don't understand this, but it's just the way it is. This over the last couple of years has been James Harden. And if it wasn't him, it was Russell Westbrook. I mean, seriously, maybe Steph Curry falls in there a little bit. But these are two of the top three or four most hated players in the NBA.
And I just can't believe, and this is something that as soon as this trade was made, the most fascinating thing to me was, you know, some Rockets fans basically had to delete all their tweets. The slander fest on Russell Westbrook the last 3 years in this town has been astonishing
hated,
to me.
Most hated here.
It's quite honestly been very astonishing. And I don't understand. I've never really understood it. I've never understood the obsession with going to bat for your player to win NBA MVP and then just slandering Russell Westbrook. I mean, there's a lot of credibility on the line today, John Lopez, and I say that with 100% seriousness. There's a lot of people in the media that criticize Russell Westbrook to the point where it was damn near personal, and you question Russell Westbrook's heart, you question his motives, you question his will to win, and you ignored some of the similar character traits with James Harden that James Harden has as well, as if he's never padded his stats or anything.
Right.
And I think they're both great players, but I just think this trade, I think it symbolizes their irrational thinking of fans more than any trade I've seen in a long time, because it was 100% personal with a lot of people with Russell Westbrook.
Absolutely.
And now people are backtracking and it's different.
Oh, you know, all this other stuff that they've talked about with him. It was absolutely personal. And I'm talking about people in our industry, you know, that were just, you know, vile in their descriptions and their discussions about Russell Westbrook. There's a lot of deletes going on right now on Twitter and social media histories, but that's fine. I think the bigger thing for our perspective, you know, giving our perspective on this is the fact that the window's open. I mean, he's going to be 31 when the season starts or thereabouts, Russell Westbrook. So, and he also has a $171 million contract. If you didn't think it was possible, it was. Russell Westbrook has a bigger of an albatross contract than Chris Paul had. He's just 3 years younger.
Yeah, you're committing 4 years to Russell Westbrook instead of 3 more years to Chris Paul. I think that's really what it comes down to here. And I'm 100% on board with this. This is it. I said it on Monday. I'm 100% I'm bored with this. I don't know if it's going to work, but I think it's worth the risk. And I think if you can get talented guys around each other and try to get the best of them, especially with the depth, I think it's worth the roll of the dice. And I want to give some props to Tillman Fertitta and Daryl Morey for pulling this off, because I didn't even think Chris Paul was tradable. And I thought if you were going to trade Chris Paul, you weren't going to get near the value that you would get that you were going to get with Russell Westbrook. That was just the situation they were in. Like it's not like they had max money and they had their pick of the litter and they could pick any NBA free agent to come in here. No, they didn't have that luxury, but they brought in a guy who's won an MVP award as recent as 3 years ago, and a guy who is an elite talent who can do things. You can say what he can't do. We can sit here and we can nitpick what Russell Westbrook can't do. Yes, he's not a great three-point shooter. Mm-hmm. Yes, a lot of times on defense, he loses focus. We can sit here and do that. But the bottom line is, what Russell Westbrook can do is something that very few guards to ever play the game have really been able to do. The explosiveness, the athleticism, all that kind of stuff, Russell Westbrook brings it every single night. And regardless of how you feel about him, he plays hard.
The things you cannot say about Russell Westbrook, for all the things that you can say, is that he mails it in on game day. He's been known to just be scanning his phone watching films. He's eaten a hot dog on the bench. I mean, he's been known to check out, you know, here and there. But on the court, you cannot say he doesn't bring it. He plays hard, and that's a big part of the battle. It's the fit that is just curious to me. And I'm using the word curious deliberately. I'm not ripping this trade. I just don't know if the fit is going to work. Keep in mind, I just mentioned it. I think it's good to keep in mind there are about 500 players in the NBA, give or take, depending on the rosters, all right? And who's cut and who's not. Number one and number four in shots taken last year were James Harden and Russell Westbrook. Number one and number four, they're putting up 45 shots a game between the two of them. Keep in mind also, Russell Westbrook has gone through a litany of co-stars. He couldn't give up the ball in crunch time to Kevin Durant in the postseason. I mean, that's one of the reasons Durant's gone. I mean, he didn't give up the ball to Kevin Durant in the postseason during crunch time. And now he's going to have to give it up to James Harden, or is James Harden going to get, you know, is he going to take a back seat in those minutes? Here's the other part. We haven't talked about defense. I know it's not sexy and all that, but let's be very clear here. Chris Paul made James Harden a much better defender. Chris Paul is one of the best defenders in the NBA. In fact, he ranked number eight statistically on all the defense stats NBA.com puts out there. He was number eight in the entire league. Westbrook is 33rd. Despite his athleticism, he's not a great defender. And James Harden and Russell Westbrook are going to have one of the worst defensive backcourts in the NBA. Can they make up with it? Sure they can. They can make up for it.
But I think Russell Westbrook's capable. I do think he's capable.
Well, he's been capable, but he's also going to be 31 years old.
And the other thing about this is I get what you're saying about, you know, he hasn't been able to give it up to KD in crunch time. I think KD was a little bit passive himself at times as well. And let's be honest. You can sit here and say Russell Westbrook can't coexist with other stars. Kevin Durant won an MVP with Russell Westbrook. Paul George had the best year of his career last season with Russell Westbrook. And Paul George, he wanted to go to Los Angeles. That's his home and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get that, but he was a top five MVP candidate. So it's not like you can't eat when you're with Russell Westbrook,
right?
But the concerns are very valid. 713-572-4610 to get in. Edward, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, guys, I'm telling you now, I'm super excited about this move. We had to keep up with California. They're dominating. Both L.A. teams are just dominating the scene right now. This was a critical move. I'm super excited about it. I think all Rockets fans should be happy. He was the last possible guy we had left to get, last superstar. And I'm on board, man. I think the negatives are there, but overall, this is a huge win for us. And
I appreciate you, man.
The competition is a great, valid point. I mean, it's a wide-open Western Conference. He's propped open that window, brought in a slightly younger player. I don't know if he's going to be a better player overall, but he's going to be a better scorer, be able to get to the rim. And then, as I mentioned, Mike D'Antoni's got to figure out a way, man. Because this is not an ideal Mike D'Antoni player in this offense.
But I'll tell you this, you know, if Chris Paul had come back, I maybe the Rockets would have been able to find their groove, and maybe Chris Paul could be the first guy ever to battle Father Time. You know, maybe Chris mm-hmm. Paul finds it, but they wouldn't be near as interesting as they are right now.
No, no, this, I'm that's watching, my that's
I am
my number
way
one
more
thing.
Excited to watch the Rockets right now than I was before.
Yeah, that's my number one thing. This is going to be incredible to watch.
Let's go to Joaquin. What's up? You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey guys. Man, I feel like we just traded in a car that we're upside down on, for another car that we know that we're going to be upside down on. But at the same time,
it's a good analogy, my man. I like that,
man. But I think we're going to look damn good in that car, so could be worth it.
I like that. I like that. That's a good call. They're going to look great. I can't wait to watch this team. I mean, just to see how it plays out. And I'm always intrigued by how D'Antoni's going to, play this. How is he going to use these guys? I don't know how much our listeners really, really watch Russell Westbrook.
He's a joy.
He's great to watch.
He's a joy.
He doesn't hold back. A lot of Rockets fans, a lot of people on our business, kind of hated him and criticized him. I don't know if neither you nor I have ever done that. I know I haven't because I get that he's a live wire and he can have a temper and he's rude to a lot of people post game. That's just the way it is these days in the NBA because you can get away with it because you got bleep you money. But on the court, I mean, he's a joy to watch. He is the antithesis of what Mike D'Antoni wants on this offense. That's going to be crazy to watch.
Do you think he is, though? Or do you think Mike
D'Antoni? He's a mid-range shooter and a finisher at the rim.
Mike D'Antoni has never had anything like this, though.
That's true.
It's not like he's had guys.
That's what's going to make it fun to watch. Yeah.
I think D'Antoni might be able to make this work. We'll take some more calls in the 11 o'clock hour, 713-572-4610. But Dan Walken of of USA Today, he has some strong opinions on this trade as well. We're going to get those next. Plus, the most savage Russell Westbrook moments of all time. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.